Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good Friday morning, Judy.
Hey, good Friday morning to you, David.
We weren't able to talk to you on Wednesday, so you join us today, and we have a pretty serious story to deal with. This has to do with the Albany Police Department and the FBI investigating the burning of an LGBT flag outside an Albany center that serves those with HIV and AIDS.
Yeah, employees at the Albany Damien Center discovered the burned flags Thursday morning and contacted police. This flag was outside their building. The center posted a photo Thursday afternoon of the burned flag, including the center's executive director, Perry Dungulis, staring through it. The post quickly gained notice online, garnering more than 500 shares and more than 160 comments within 4 hours. The Albany Damien Center is housed in the First Lutheran Church in Albany. It had moved temporarily to the church after a fire at its older location. The center provides services to those affected with HIV, AIDS, and their families. Schenectady also has a Damien Center under the umbrella of the Albany site. The director said it appears that whoever burned the flag deliberately burned each color on the rainbow flag. He described it as a hate crime and said police are treating it that way. He says that's the way it also feels to him and that it felt wrong on a number of levels. Dungulis is a married gay man living with AIDS himself. He heads a center that serves about 400 people living with HIV and AIDS each year. He noted that the burning came just over a week after the Orlando Pulse nightclub massacre that killed 49 people. And June is Gay Pride Month. Police said they believe that someone burned the flag sometime between 7 o'clock on Wednesday night and 9 o'clock Thursday morning. The director eventually took the burned flag down. As word spread Thursday, they received two separate donations of replacement flags. He hopes to have the replacement up by today. The flag, we should know, burning comes just days after a service at the church where so many showed support for the LGBT community after the Orlando massacre.
And certainly our region is not free from this kind of blatant stereotyping and really true hate crimes. We've been speaking with Judy Patrick. She's the editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on this or other stories in the paper today, you can go to dailygazette.com. Judy, thank you.
Thanks, David.